When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Jeff's Guitar Clinic is a multifaceted shop offering guitars, amplifiers, and all accessories, guitar lessons for all ages, and instrument repair of the highest quality. Take the scenic drive to beautiful Fort Atkinson and see what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call Jeff's Guitar Clinic today at 920-723-1733. That's Jeff's Guitar Clinic at 920-723-1733. Jeffsguitar.com.
Welcome to another podcast at SliceOffice.com. We're at LaborFest 2018. Andy Welty, president of MTI. Andy, thanks for coming on again this year. This is your second year coming on with us.
Fourth year.
Is it your fourth year?
Yeah, yeah.
Has it been 4 years you've been coming on?
Yeah.
Well, so much for my counting, huh? Well, tell us what's new with teachers in Madison.
Well, this is a huge year for us, obviously. I mean, everything's pointing towards that big November date, right, with the election.
You're working hard for Scott Walker.
For his removal, yes, exactly. And we've got a lot going on with obviously getting the school year ready and making sure that, you know, some of our schools right now are in danger on the Isthmus area, so we've got some things happening there. But just in general, we really worked hard to continue all that we've been doing about pushing for shared leadership and a voice in all the decision-making processes.
I think everybody thinks that, okay, well, Madison is a community that supports workers' rights, supports teachers, supports education, so everything's easy, right?
Well, that'd be nice, but no, there's so much. I mean, no matter, and we do have a great supportive community, and people who support public education support their teachers, but there's always things to be done and things to improve upon. And also just to hold our ground. I mean, we're under a lot of pressure from things that happen outside of our community.
Explain what Madison teachers, with the help of the school board, with the mayor, with the county executive and everything, what's been able to be accomplished around here, considering all the roadblocks of Act 10, what you've been able to accomplish and what it's been able to do for Madison teachers.
Well, I think, first and foremost, I guess, is just the idea that the survival, and not even survival, but just, being a strong advocate, in the face of all that's happened. But also, a lot of work. I mean, our handbook continues, and our handbook process continues to be, I think, a real model for collaboration.
Explain what the handbook is. I don't think a lot of people understand it.
Yeah, so our handbook, collective bargaining was, removed except for, so our current contract is just basically a page of the base wage bargain that we're able to do. And then the handbook becomes the guiding document for all the different aspects of employment and essentially stepped in and replaced what we had for a collective bargaining agreement.
Right. But that does not mean that Act 10 did not take a toll on Madison teachers. It did.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes, it definitely. I mean,
how much would you say it set you behind?
Financially?
Yeah.
We have. I mean, just for myself, probably about $800 a month or so take home pay, at least.
Ouch.
Yeah. My wife's a teacher too, so you take that on. So certainly, there's a financial aspect of it. And then there's also just and we fight this battle all the time, as we talk to potential members or even with our existing members, that idea that, since we can only bargain that one thing, that one item, the base wage, that we're somehow have been rendered powerless, which is completely not the case. But, there's that toll that it takes on people's emotional, psychological well-being.
Well, and the attack on teachers and the scapegoating of teachers, it seems like this year there's been pushback, whether it be in West Virginia, Oklahoma. I wouldn't call either of them liberal states.
No, right.
although both those states have some proud union roots in them,
mm-hmm.
but teachers have had it, and many of the teachers that
You know, teachers are not of all one political ideology,
right?
You've got, I'm sure you have conservative
teachers,
right? But I think there is something universal that the profession should be treated with respect.
Right.
And you should be able to subsist so you come to work and teach children. Public education, it gets singled out and bashed a lot for society's other failures. You know, in some respects, police officers are forced to be social workers in some respects and get blamed for society's other failures, and then by the time it gets to that point. So the truth is, you've got a lot of kids coming to school that are... they're going through post-traumatic stress disorder. They've seen horrible, shocking things in their lives. Their lives are upended, and yet you have to, in the hours that you have them, try to make some progress. How difficult is that?
Oh, it's one of the most intense jobs, and there's so much to it. Like you said, you're looking out for. You know, we're held accountable for their academic performance, and that's how everybody's looking and saying how they do on this test or that test. But they're walking, and our students are walking through the doors. We're supporting our students, supporting our families, supporting our entire community, and looking for ways that we can make sure that this is a better community for all of us to live in. And it's a very intense, high pressure job.
Are you concerned about? We've seen the stories about. Fewer people going into teaching at the University of Wisconsin. Yeah, they're going to Minnesota.
right.
Do you think that there's still a good pool of people trying to become Madison teachers?
Oh, definitely. We just welcomed in about 250 new hires to Madison. Folks coming brand new to the profession. Also folks coming to us from all around the state and around the country. So we have people coming in. Great people, but what we see is fewer and fewer in terms of numbers of people applying for jobs and going into the universities and colleges to become teachers. So that puts a lot of pressure and strain on us.
MTI is a pretty unique union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
During the whole fight over Act 10, I was at the John Nolan Terrace Frank Lloyd Wright Center. It was the beginning of a meeting, and I saw all the teachers. I saw your whole union there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you see it all in one place at one time, dressed in red.
Yeah.
It's pretty formidable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a powerful presence. Yeah.
Have most people stayed on board?
Yes, definitely. In fact, actually, we just this year had our first time where we really did a summer organizing membership drive as well. Not only to welcome on new people to the district, but also talk to some of our current employees who had either not joined or dropped their membership at some point. Saw a huge response from that. Folks really talking about, once again, going back to that idea of we do have a lot of power, like you said, a formidable presence, and using that for advocacy for ourselves, our profession, and also for public education. So, yeah, we've definitely seen an solid base and building from that.
Well, let's hope other unions can take that model and use it to rejuvenate. And hopefully we'll have a little progress this fall at the ballot box.
That would be awesome.
A new attorney general, a new governor, a new lieutenant governor, right. A new treasurer. And replace them
assembly.
All.
Yeah.
All right. Andy Welty from MTI, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You for your support.
Thank you.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
You know, we work hard every day, in mills and mines, hospitals and schools, in office buildings, pharmacies and shipyards, factories and forests, in squad cars, ambulances and taxicabs. We do all kinds of jobs in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and all across the United States and Canada. We build the things that build our country. We do things that keep our country going, support our families and our communities. We have the courage to stand up even when no one else does. We have the strength to fight for what's right, for our families and for yours. We're your friends, your neighbors, your sisters and brothers. We're more than 1 million members strong. We stand in solidarity with workers in every continent on the globe. We're the United Steelworkers Union, and every day we fight for you. Please join our fight. Visit usw.org or like us at facebook.com/steelworkers.